The principle of universality is the most elementary of moral truisms. It's the foundation of just war theory and, in fact, of every system of morality, which is why it is repeated over and over again in the Gospels. Rejection of moral truisms is a fundamental principle of intellectual culture, so deeply rooted as to be invisible. And just to illustrate again how deeply entrenched it is, now, that's the world in which we live, incidentally. It's not some exotic thing on Mars. Let's return to the principle of anticipatory self-defense, which is adopted as legitimate by both political organizations in the United States and across virtually the entire spectrum of articulate opinion, as usual margins. The principle has some immediate corollaries. So if the United States is granted the right of anticipatory self-defense against terror, then certainly Cuba, Nicaragua, in fact, a long host of others, have been entitled for years to carry out terrorist acts within the United States, because there's no doubt about U.S. involvement in very serious terrorist attacks against them, extensively documented in impeccable sources, in the case of Nicaragua, even condemned by the World Court and the Security Council in two resolutions that the U.S. vetoed, with Britain loyally abstaining. The conclusion that Cuba and Nicaragua, among many others, have long had the right to carry out terrorist atrocities in the U.S., that conclusion is, of course, utterly outrageous and advocated by no one. And thanks to our own self-determined immunity from moral truisms, there's no fear that anyone will draw the outrageous conclusions that follow from our doctrines. And there are actually still more outrageous ones. So I don't know anyone, for example, who goes out in the streets every December 7th to celebrate Pearl Harbor Day by applauding the fascist leaders of Imperial Japan. But by our standards, it's exactly what we should be doing. The bombing of military bases in the U.S. colonies of Hawaii and the Philippines was entirely legitimate and praiseworthy, according to our standards. The Japanese leaders knew very well that B-17 Flying Fortresses were coming off the Boeing production lines, and they were surely reading the U.S. press and very familiar with the very public discussions in the United States at the time, explaining how these planes could be used to incinerate Japan's wooden cities in what was called a war of extermination, flying from Hawaiian and Philippine bases. And that's a far more powerful justification for anticipatory self-defense than anything conjured up by Bush and Blair and their associates and supporters. Well, fortunately, we're once again protected from such conclusions by the principled rejection of elementary moral truisms.